But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me start at the beginning. I was born on the Grande Ronde Indian Reservation, just over 30 miles west from the state capital in Salem, Oregon. I had lived there all my life. I didn't know any way to live other than as an Umpqua Indian. My family was Umpqua. I was Umpqua. That was just how it was. Living on the res, I played outside with my younger sister, Pee-wee. Her given name was Teresa, but nobody except our school teacher ever called her that. We ate wild blackberries and plucked blue larkspurs without any adults watching. Ours was a small reservation compared to others in Oregon. My people didn't bother the whites that lived around us. Our res owned a cramped trailer that housed our health and dental clinic, a post office that used to be someone's house, and an everything you need from canned beans to carpenter nails store on the corner of Highway 22 and Grande Ronde Road. My elementary school was painted yellow, and we had an old cemetery down the road. Our ancestors were buried there like Chup Tim Tim, my grandfather, as well as Daddy's 5-year-old sister, Bertha, who died from the flu epidemic of 1934. Down from the cemetery was the Pettit family home. Our house, with chipped white paint and warped boards, was surrounded by acres of tall grasses, plots of fragrant mock orange, and a forest filled with chirping squirrels and robins. We had 3 bedrooms, a living room, a kitchen, a mudroom, and a newly built bathroom with an indoor toilet. Getting a toilet inside was one of the happiest days of my life. When I was little, I dreaded stepping off the back porch to the outhouse before bed. It was too close to the woods. Daddy would have to coax me to go out.